Football Leagues Incorporated. For the private use of our audience, any reproduction, rebroadcast, retransmission, or other dissemination or use of this broadcast, descriptions, or accounts of this game without the express written consent of the National Association of Professional Baseball Leagues Incorporated is prohibited. Fayetteville Woodpeckers Baseball is live from the sand hills of North Carolina to the coastal plains. And from state line to state line, this is the Fayetteville Woodpeckers Broadcast Network. Welcome to the Woodpeckers Pregame Show. Getting you set for first pitch. Let's send you out to the stadium.
Longest series of the season rolls on for the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. Game 4 of 7 this week in downtown Fayetteville at Segra Stadium between the Down East Wood Ducks and the Fayetteville Woodpeckers, live right here on MILB.TV as well as FayettevilleWoodpeckers.com and the MILB First Pitch app. Colin Casey alongside Andrew Chapman to bring you the action here on this little bit hot but not too gross compared to what we've seen over the week. Thursday night from downtown Fayetteville and Chappie. Woodpeckers have been playing some of their best baseball of the season to begin the month of August. They come in with a solid 6-3 record in the month. Last night, split a doubleheader between themselves and the Wood Ducks. Down East taking game one by a final score of 2-1. Winston Santos going five strong innings. Daniel Mateo, the two-run home run, held up to be the difference maker for the Wood Ducks in that first game. And then Fayetteville came back with a vengeance. Couple of home runs, the first of the career of both Drew Gilbert and Zach DiCenzo, plus an RBI single from Zach Cole. The difference in that ball game, Edinson Batista goes five shutout innings, and the Woodpeckers won it by a final of 5-0 in seven innings. So still that momentum on the side. The Woodpeckers so far have taken 2 of 3 to begin this series against a team like Down East that had given problems all season long. Have to like where this team is going with all the changes to the roster, yet everybody in the lineup seeming to produce so far.
Yeah, Colin, the Woodpeckers, like you said, did not have a lot of success against Down East this year. They lost a home series. They lost 5 of 6 on the road at Ranger Stadium earlier this year. They were just 3-8 over 11 games, but they have the upper hand in this series, and there's no doubt that the new guys coming from the 2022 draft class have really injected a lot of energy in the lineup. 8 of those guys are in the lineup tonight. Tyler Whitaker, the only 2021 pick. We'll get to that a little bit later. But, yeah, a peppering of home run balls out to Healy's Bar yesterday. Drew Gilbert finally getting one out of here, which, of course, drew headlines all across the Astros minor league farm system. And then Zach DiCenzo, he looks awful comfortable hitting in this ballpark. Hit one as a college ball player earlier this year when he was with his Ohio State program out at Segra Stadium. And hits a ripped liner out into right. Here both those guys got their home run balls back, which is good news for them. They can have those as mementos going forward. But now you try and really put your impact on this series. You have a chance to go up 3-1 against Down East. And like you mentioned, the longest series of the year. Put yourself on the doorstep of winning the series. And we think we got a good pitching matchup. Kind of like yesterday, it was well pitched for both sides, both games. Woodpeckers end up with the split. And now we'll see which starting pitcher can get out to the stronger start tonight between Teodo and Bayozo.
Yeah, you alluded it to a Chappie. Emiliano Teodo taking the mound, a 3-4 record and a 3.13 ERA with Down East this season, coming off an outing in which he pitched 5 innings and struck out 10 batters against the top team in the North Division, the Fredericksburg Nationals. Now on the other side, it's Valente Bayozo. No record so far through 4 outings and a 1.98 ERA. He has been as good as anyone in this Fayetteville rotation since he's joined the team after recovering from an injury at the start of the season. Down East comes in at 51-53 on the season, 18-20 in the second half. They are currently third in the North Division, 7 games back. On the other side, Fayetteville, 47-56 playing in game number 104, a 16-22 record in the second half. Let's take a look at the rest of the Carolina League standings. Looking in the North Division first, the Fredericksburg Nationals at 24-12. 5.5 game lead over the Carolina Mudcats at 19-18. Down East, 7 games back in third. Salem just behind them, 17-20, 7.5 games back. First half champion Lynchburg Hillcats at 16-22 in the second half. And Delmarva, the Shoreboards, 13-24, 11.5 games back to round out the North Division. In the South, Charleston River Dogs, who have been playing some of their best baseball of the season as of late, they did lose last night, allowing everyone who won the division to pick up a game on them last night, but they still hold a 2.5 games lead over both the Kannapolis Cannonballers and the Myrtle Beach Pelicans, who won the first half in the South Division. In fourth right now are the Columbia Fireflies at 18-19, 5 games back. Augusta also 5 games back. The Green Jackets 17-18 in the second half. And the Fayetteville Woodpeckers rounding out the South Division at 16-22, 7.5 games back, but starting to make some progress as they try to climb back into it and pick up a come-from-behind second-half division title. We'll give you lineups, pitching matchup, and preview this one further when we come back. Anthem coming up next from Segra Stadium. It's the Down East Wood Ducks and the Fayetteville Woodpeckers next on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network.
Fayetteville Woodpeckers! Fans, for those who are able, please rise and remove your caps for the performing of our national anthem. Performing the national anthem this evening, please welcome the Southview High School Band.
Fairfield Inn and Suites by Marriott Fayetteville North is a proud partner of the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. Visiting Fayetteville? Stay with a winning team. Located off Highway 401, they're right near the airport and just a 15-minute drive from Fort Bragg and Cross Creek Mall. Enjoy the amenities of a first-class stay with clean and sanitized rooms, free self-parking, a 24-hour business center, and complimentary full breakfast. Planning an event? The hotel even features 757 square feet of event facilities. Call them today and book your stay at 910-223-7867.
Segra Stadium is the place to be on Wednesday night all summer long. Every Wednesday home game is Dollar Dog Night at the ballpark. Enjoy $1 Smithfield Foods hot dogs throughout the game and bring your pup to the park for only $1 as well. The great deals don't stop there. If the Woodpeckers win on Wednesday, so do you. Every fan in attendance will receive a free ticket to a future Wednesday home game. So bring the whole family, including your furry friends, down to Segra Stadium Wednesday night for Dollar Dog Night. Learn more at MILB.com/Fayetteville.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
H&H Homes, one of the largest home builders in North and South Carolina, based out of Fayetteville and a proud partner of the Woodpeckers. With over 30 neighborhoods to choose from, ranging from the 160s to the mid-300s, discover why over 7,000 families have decided to call an H&H home home since 1992. Don't wait to learn more. Visit them online at hhhomes.com or follow them on Facebook and Instagram. H&H Homes, building homes with more livability, more sustainability, and more value.
Straight from the ballpark, it's time to dig in for some Woodpeckers baseball. Now, here's the voice of the Woodpeckers, Andrew Chapman.
Peckers baseball live on the air in downtown Fayetteville, North Carolina. It's game 4 of 7 between the Fayetteville Woodpeckers and the Down East Wood Ducks, the single-A affiliates of the Houston Astros and the Texas Rangers, going toe-to-toe. Valente Bayozo on the mound, getting his warm-up tosses going. No record, 1.98 ERA, coming into his fifth outing of the year and making his third start for the Woodpeckers. 13 2/3 total innings. He's given up 13 earned runs, 7 walks, and 16 strikeouts. Andrew Chapman with Colin Casey. Glad to have you aboard once again. FayettevilleWoodpeckers.com and MILB.TV. Thanks for making us a part of your Thursday night plans. Maximo Acosta getting ready to lead off for the Down East Wood Ducks. Daniel Mateo will follow. And then Jose Rodriguez in the three spot. Yosi Gallan DHs hits cleanup, followed by Liam Hicks, the five hitter. Yancy Pena is six in the bottom three. Abby Ortiz, Junior Paniagua, and Zion Bannister. Valente Bayozo winds and throws the first pitch of his night, and it's an inside fastball crossing the plate. It's 7:07 Eastern time. It is currently in Fayetteville, partly cloudy and 88 degrees. The 1-0 pitch, and Acosta cracks one deep out into center field. Racing back is Gilbert, reaching up. It's over his head, and it one hops off of the base of the wall. Acosta gets to second, nearly stumbles. He's going to third. Cutoff throw by Secco is in time to get him sliding in. A relay play to open the night. Gilbert to loft in to DiCenzo. And they throw out Maximo Acosta trying for the triple.
What a way to begin the ball game. That ball was trouble from the start. Gilbert had to run a long way to field that one off the fence. Didn't try to be a hero and uncork it all the way to third. Hit his cutoff man to a tee in Lofton. Perfect throw over to third to Senzo. A great tag. Great defense to open the game for Fayetteville.
So here's Daniel Mateo and a first pitch fastball into the zone for strike one. It might have been just a little bit of a stumble for Maximo Acosta going around second base. Looks like he almost lost his balance that cost him that triple. The 0-1 pitch and a pop fly that gets foul back of home. So nothing and two on Daniel Mateo. He hit a home run, the two-run home run in game one yesterday of the doubleheader that gave the Wood Ducks a 2-1 lead. A 2-0 lead, that is, and a 2-1 eventual victory. But he was given the back half of the doubleheader off. Now in the lineup again today. Changeup down and inside. Goes to one and two.
Chappie, he's got 10 home runs on the season. Five of them this year coming against Fayetteville.
And four in this ballpark. One at Granger Stadium. The 1-2 pitch is a slider down and outside. Steadies at 2-2 on Mateo. Daniel Mateo, he's coming into this game batting 278, playing in his 85th contest. That is the most by a Down East Wood Ducks player, along with Maximo Acosta, also playing in his 85th game. The 2-2 pitch. Mateo fouls it off the gear of Colin Price behind the plate, and that one, they got him in the thigh area, and he's a little bit shaken up. Other numbers for Mateo, the 10 home runs, 47 driven in, 19 walks to go along with 79 strikeouts. And he's stolen 37 bases. Woodpeckers are in the classic home whites tonight for our radio audience. The black ball cap with the Woodpecker logo on the front. The white uniform with Woodpeckers in white across the chest. That black piping across the collar down the buttons of the jersey as well. And a foul off towards third by Mateo. It's still 2-2. Black belts, white pants, a black pinstripe running down the side of the pant leg. And high black socks for Valente Bayozo out there on the mound. Meanwhile, Down East is again in that leaf camo uniform. The black batting helmets, leaf camo uni with Wood Ducks in white across the chest, a white number on the back of the uniform, black belt, gray pants, a orange pinstripe down the side of that gray pant leg, high black socks for Daniel Mateo, the batter. 2-2, and he fouls it off of Price again. He's taking a beating during this at-bat.
And for Down East, they're in a similar situation right now standings-wise as Fayetteville. Despite Fayetteville being in last, they're 7.5 games back. Down East in third place, but seven back as well. So both teams really trying to make a move late in the season.
The break even again to Mateo, and he chops this one foul beyond his manager, Steve Mintz, working the third base side. Over at first base is Yildir Rodriguez, the development coach. Wind blowing out towards left center, and after some cloud cover kept the diamond shaded for most of the early evening, the sun started to peek through. Valente Bayozo serves up a slider to Mateo and strikes him out. He went flailing way outside to try and get that pitch. And Jose Rodriguez coming up. That's one of the reasons there for Daniel Mateo that his walk total is not too high. He doesn't even have 20 walks this season. But that is his 80th strikeout of the year. And now here is Jose Rodriguez. The kick and first pitch to Rodriguez is off the plate outside, ball one. Rodriguez comes into tonight's game and batting 202, trying to stay above the 200 mark. The 1-0. And that's a slider around the outside corner, called strike one. Jose with three home runs, 24 driven in. He's walked 25 times. And 78 strikeouts, averaging about one per game. Here's strike two. 1-2 on Rodriguez. Base is clear after the relay throw from center. Gilbert to Lofton to DiCenzo. Throws out Maximo Acosta trying for a leadoff triple. Two strike pitch is elevated. Two balls and two strikes. Wood Ducks at 51-53 on the regular season. Now 18-20 in the second half. They're sitting right in the middle of the Carolina League North. Bayozo will throw the 2-2. And he strikes out Rodriguez with a breaking ball. Back-to-back strikeouts for Valente Bayozo to close a 1-2-3 top of the first. The big play, the relay from Gilbert to Lofton to DiCenzo, throwing out Acosta. Woodpeckers grabbing the bats for the first time when we return. Cole Gilbert and DiCenzo lead it off right here on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network.
Bunker! Bunker's Entrance is brought to you by Cumberland Tractor Kubota of Fayetteville. Visit their location at 1530 Middle River Loop here in Fayetteville for a variety of services and Kubota equipment. Fans, make some noise! It's Bunker! Fans, do you want free tacos? Well, here's your chance. If the Woodpeckers score six runs tonight, all fans in attendance will win a free taco from El Cazador. If the magic number hits, fans will receive a coupon on their way out tonight. Coupons are redeemable at any of their locations here in Fayetteville. Say, we want tacos with me on three. One, two, three. On the mound for the Wood Ducks, Emiliano Tiodo.
Just underway in downtown Fayetteville. We begin the bottom of the first inning. Woodpeckers grabbing the bats in a lead with Zach Cole, Drew Gilbert, and then Zach DiCenzo. Lefty, lefty, righty to face down east right-hander Emiliano Tiodo. Tiodo this season, 3-4 with a 3.13 ERA, making his 18th appearance and 13th start for the Wood Ducks. 63 and a third total innings. He's walked 29, struck out 79. His first pitch, a fastball high and away to Zach Cole. It is 1-0. Top three will be followed by Colin Price, Garrett McGowan, and Tyler Whitaker. In the 7-9, Ryan Wroblewski, Tommy Sacco, and Jackson Lofton. Cole stays off a high and away fastball, 96 miles an hour. The radar reading there for Tiodo. Two balls, no strikes. Zach Cole with an RBI double in game one of the doubleheader yesterday. He swings through the 2-0 pitch, and it goes to 2-1. That was the only run the Woodpeckers scored. Ended up falling 2-1. But for Cole, it was his first professional RBI, the 2-1. Gets him swinging up high. That was a changeup at 86 by Tiodo. Back to even at two balls and two strikes. And he fouls it off to the screen. And it's 2-2.
Yeah, Cole's a unique player in that you see the speed he's brought, five stolen bases in three games, but even as a leadoff hitter, he knows how to drive in runs. Great batter with runners in scoring position.
Tiodo, a long look in as the pitch clock hits three. Comes home and strikes out Zach Cole with a pitch a little below the zone. looked like he went down to try and get that one. And after a patient start to that at bat for Cole, he got a little aggressive. And he's down on strikes. Drew Gilbert coming up, and Colin has the Down East defense for you.
Down East had a really strong start defensively through the first three games of this series. Liam Hicks behind the plate, Abby Ortiz at first, Junior Paniagua the second baseman as Gilbert takes ball one. Massimo Acosta is at short, Yency Pena the third baseman. Left to right in the outfield, Zion Bannister, Daniel Mateo, and Jose Rodriguez.
Teodo Roxon throws the 1-0, and Gilbert takes high and away. 95-mile-per-hour fastball, two balls and no strikes. Drew Gilbert with a couple of base hits in Game 2 yesterday. He had the home run, of course, which was his first Woodpeckers hit, over the wall and right, and then a single later on in the game. Takes down and inside, and Gilbert comfortably ahead, three balls and no strikes. See if the take sign's on here. Teodo is coming off a dominant outing his last time out against the Fredericksburg Nationals. Five hitless, scoreless innings where he walked only one and struck out 10. He was just a walk shy of perfection. The 3-0. Gilbert swings and pulls a ground ball out to first. Ortiz gloves and runs over to first himself. Green light was on for Gilbert. Must have got the pitch he was looking for. Center cut fastball at 95. Just rolled over it a little bit, and there's two gone. Zach DiCenzo coming up.
Not surprised to see him have the green light 3-0 after the home run yesterday. We know he's a talented batter. He gets his pitch. You want him swinging the bat. Just got a little bit jammed, though, on it.
First pitch to DiCenzo. Hits him right in the left shoulder area. Fortunately, avoided the back of his head. And he's able to shake it off quickly, unbuckle the gear, and stroll up the first baseline. That was a mid-90s fastball, drilling him right between the shoulders. And that'll leave a mark.
Yeah, even being 6'4", 220, anything up above the shoulders area, that's going to sting a lot. But he's able to duck out of the way, got his head out of the way. That's the most important thing.
See if he tries to get aggressive with two outs down at first. And here's Colin Price, the 6'6" catcher and Fayetteville cleanup hitter. Teodo now working out of the stretch, throws and gets a changeup to fade in there for strike one. Big time start to Colin Price's professional career. Has a base hit in all six of his games he's played for Fayetteville. He's gone 9-for-22. That's a .409 batting average. Pair of doubles, four driven in, three walks, five strikeouts. The pitch is up and in. 97 that time by Teodo, his hardest fastball of the inning. It's one ball and one strike. Both of the doubles, remind you, came in Price's second professional game. That was in Salem. Three RBIs coming in that one as well. Here's the 1-1 pitch. And it is just a little bit low. Tough take, but a good one. Two balls and one strike on Colin Price, the sixth rounder out of Mercer in Georgia. Grew up a big Atlanta Braves fan, just like Logan Cerny, who's a Georgia native and idolized those Atlanta Braves teams in the late 90s, early 2000s. Two ball, one strike pitch. And Price looks at a slider that looked pretty good, but it's called ball three.
And Price is in a really good spot to develop. We've seen so many catchers start here in Fayetteville and work their way up to the higher levels. Just a really good system that Houston has to develop backstops.
After the hit by a pitch, Teodo in danger of walking Price. Here it comes, the 3-1. That one finds the middle of the zone. Looks like a pretty good pitch to swing at for Price, but he's staying patient and now working a full count. Middle infield, pressing towards the middle a bit. Paniagua pinched over. Pretty good size hole on the right side. Price can go the opposite way. Runner will be on the move. DiCenzo going to second, and Price with a reluctant swing, and he strikes out. Looks like he might have been thinking fastball and got a breaker. Fooled him a bit, and the inning is over. DiCenzo hit by the pitch, stranded at first. We'll head to the top of the second inning with Bayozo going back to the mound. No score on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network. What I want.
Okay.
on the mound for the Woodpeckers, Valente Beozo. Leading off the top of the second inning for the Wood Ducks, the designated hitter, number 28, Yossi Galan.
It is the top of the second inning, and Valente Beozo back out there throwing for the Woodpeckers. And he faces Yossi Galan, the Down East cleanup hitter. He rips through the first pitch. An 87-mile-per-hour slider for strike one. Galan, Liam Hicks, and then Yancy Pena all step into the plate for the first time. Beozo struck out a pair and got some help from his defense in the first inning. Another breaking ball, and Galan cuts through. It's nothing and two. A double by Acosta off the center field wall, but then Drew Gilbert played the carom, got it to the cutoff man, Jackson Lofton, and the relay was in time at third to get Acosta. Third straight breaking ball and a third strike for Galan. Down he goes. Three straight strikeouts for Valente Beozo, and he's finding the touch early.
Yeah, gave up that hard-hit ball to Acosta. His defense helped him out. Wonder if that might have given him a bit of confidence, knowing, okay, I've got great defense behind me. I'm just going to do my thing on the mound. Maybe that's led to three swinging strikeouts since.
So here's Liam Hicks, the lefty, and he punches the first one foul into the net. 0-1. Beozo has struck out six hitters in each of his last two appearances. And he's gone four innings in three of his four games this year. Swing and a liner hit foul into the Down East dugout. Nothing and two. So five strikes for Beozo to start the inning. Liam Hicks steadies from the left side, and the pitch coming in is wrapped foul off the facing of the Woodpeckers dugout. And he struck out there. We would have been maybe thinking immaculate inning, but that goes by the wayside. A little bit of a shift on to the left side. Shortstop Lofton plays towards the middle. DiZenzo way off the third baseline, playing more of a standard shortstop. The 0-2 again, and that fastball misses high for a 1-2 count. Here it is, the 1-2, low below the zone. Two balls and two strikes. Beozo was on the mound last August 4th. That was on the road in Salem. A 6-0 loss for the Woodpeckers. Didn't have any run support behind it, but pitched well out of the bullpen. Four innings of one-run baseball, as this one is spoiled off. Stays at 2-2 on Liam Hicks. Hicks playing in his second game of the series and comes into today's game, batting .245. And here's a fly ball pulled to right. Whitaker coming forward on it, and he makes a strolling grab of the shoulders for the second out of the inning. Brings up Yancy Pena.
And it's no surprise to see Beozo have so much success against the lefties in this Down East lineup, Chap. He comes into this game with left-handed hitters hit just .045 against him this season. Nine strikeouts compared to just one walk.
He's always been a guy in his pro career who's been able to limit the walks, have a good strikeout to walk ratio. And his minor league career, as he starts out, Pena with strike one, 138 Ks before today's outing, 36 walks. That is a great differential. And now Pena gets underneath one, pulls it high along the left field line. Cole sprinting over, gets the chalk, gets pressed up against the fence, and that ball falls right over the railing for a foul ball. I think Cole was within arm's reach of that one, but just got the glove over the wall a little late. Had a chance to pull it out of the stands.
That's a long run, though.
It
would have been asking a lot for him to get his glove and secure the catch on that ball. Great effort, nonetheless.
Also a dangerous play with that much speed going towards the wall out there, and now a line drive hit to center. Gilbert racing forward, but that'll fall. And it's a two-out single for Pena, the second base hit surrendered by Beozo. And it'll allow Abby Ortiz to bat in this top of the second. Still no score.
It's two hits against righties. Versus the other side, right-handed bats have had a lot of success against Beozo this season, 321 against him. Crazy to see the big difference depending on what side of the batter's box these guys stand on.
Lofton, the shortstop, still plays towards the middle. And the pitch is a called strike, the low outside corner. Didn't work you around the entire defense just yet. Quickly, Cole is in left, Gilbert center, Whitaker in right. On the infield, DiCenzo at third, Lofton the shortstop, Sacco at second base, McGowan at first, and Colin Price the catcher. The 0-1 pitch, up and away. Change up by Bayozo, pitch number 31 of his night. One ball and one strike on Abby Ortiz. He's batting 204 with seven home runs and 24 driven in. The pitch with a runner on the move to second. Fastball, Price's throw down, picked into the glove and out on a slide at second. Pena with a late break. Colin Price throws him out. And Valente Bayozo faces the minimum thanks to the help from his catcher. Bat taken out of Ortiz's hands. He'll lead off the third, but first we go bottom two. It'll be Colin Price, Garrett McGowan, and Tyler Whitaker. Make it McGowan, Whitaker, and Wroblewski when we come back on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network.
Get on your feet for the Brian Honda T-shirt toss. Make some noise.
She was singing in my ear, you would think that she knew me. Decided to cheat. Okay. Conversation got heavy. Hey. She had me feeling like she's ready to.
Watch out!
Segra provides Segra Stadium with free public Wi-Fi. Log on now by selecting hashtag GoSegra. Back on the mound for the Wood Ducks, Emiliano Teodoro.
It is the bottom of the second inning at Segra Stadium. Scoreless between the Woodpeckers and the Wood Ducks. Garrett McGowan, the lefty from Pittsburgh State, leads it off. He'll be followed by Tyler Whitaker and then Ryan Wroblewski. Emiliano Teodoro throws his first pitch of the inning, and it's a slider down in the dirt. One ball and no strikes. McGowan, Division II ball player at Pittsburgh State, in Pittsburgh, Kansas, where he played his college ball. McGowan was drafted in the 17th round of this year's draft. Fastball up high at 95. Two balls and no strikes. He was the first of all the draft picks coming in to come up with a big swing in this series at least. And now McGowan absolutely hammers this ball out to Hay Street, but it's foul. And it'll go to 2-1. A two-run double for Garrett. Go-ahead double that made it 3-2 back on Tuesday night against these Wood Ducks. The 2-1 pitch, and it is in the zone. Called strike two. The count is even.
You look at some of the numbers that McGowan put up at Pittsburgh State in 2022. Hit 399. That is unheard of.
2-2 break even, and McGowan chops it out towards second base. Paniagua sitting back on it. Fields at the chest and throws short to first. McGowan is retired. A deep fly ball in that at bat. It showed off the true power that he has as a 6'4", 215-pounder. But he'll be retired, one away. Tyler Whitaker is coming up.
Talk about a guy who's got true power, Whitaker. What a week it's been. What a start to August it's been for that man.
Huge nine games so far in the month. Whitaker comes in batting 343 in August. Takes strike one. He's upped his season average to 184. Mind you, he was about 25 points lower than that in late July. Fastball up high and outside. He's up to 9 home runs now, 48 RBIs. He hit home runs in three straight games during the doubleheader in Salem and then in the opener on Tuesday, the pitch. And this is chopped left side. Coming close at third is Pena. Fields near the grass and throws right to the chest of Ortiz. There's two outs on a pair of infield bouncers. And Ryan Wroblewski will get to take a swing now.
Yeah, what's so great about Teodo, he knows how to keep the ball down in the strike zone, not let any of these Woodpecker hitters get underneath one, drive it to the outfield. He's yet to surrender a fly ball so far.
Ryan Wroblewski, the DH and seven batter for the Woodpeckers, takes the first pitch top of the zone. Looked like a slide piece. And it's 0-1. Wroblewski had a 1,000 career batting average as a pro for all of a few innings yesterday. Started his game with a double and finished 1-for-3 at the plate with a strikeout as well. Chases one down the dirt, and he's quickly behind. 0-2. Teodo struck out a pair in the first. Did hit DeZenzo, and that's the only base runner so far. Now he's trying for a 1-2-3 second inning. Here he comes down the slope, and Wroblewski hits it off the end of the bat. A sidewinder fielded by the second baseman. Throw coming over to the covering Teodo, and it's just in time to get Ryan Wroblewski and end the inning in 1-2-3 fashion. Three ground outs through two innings. It is scoreless. Wood Ducks and Woodpeckers continue in a moment.
You've won a tumbler and drink tickets courtesy of Blanton's. Call Blanton's for all your air conditioning, plumbing, and electrical needs. Oh, we see those coolers. Show us those tumblers. On the mound for the Woodpeckers, Valente Beyonzo. Leading off the top of the third inning for the Wood Ducks,
the first baseman, number 16, Abby Ortiz.
Abby Ortiz starts the top of the third inning. Valente Beyonzo back out on the mound for his third inning of work. It's scoreless after two, and now to take you through the play-by-play for the next two, here is Colin Casey.
Thank you so much, Andrew Chapman. Breaking ball to Ortiz over for a strike. Beyonzo has faced the minimum through two innings. Couple of big-time defensive plays helping him out, but he has struck out three batters on his own and has an 0-2 count now on Ortiz. Maximo Acosta led off the ball game with a double to dead center field, but a big-time relay led to him being thrown out, trying to stretch it into a triple. Yancy Pena last inning caught stealing by Colin Price. 0-2 fastball, a little high. Some clouds moving in, but supposed to stay dry at least till the a.m. hours. Swing and a miss, Ortiz down on strikes. That's number four for Beyonzo. His season high is six. He's done it a couple of times, and right now he's on pace to surpass that if he's able to keep things up the way they've gone so far. That's first out of the third. That'll bring up Junior Paniagua. 209 on the season, a home run and 19 driven in. Fastball a bit high. Along with the clouds, there's actually a rainbow developing out behind the right center field fence. 1-0 down and outside. Forecast tomorrow looking a little bit shaky. Looking like there will be rain towards the afternoon. Hopefully able to get Friday night's contest in. High strike called on Paniagua. And already two doubleheaders played by the Woodpeckers over the last five days. Line down the left field line and out of play. So a lot of baseball being played to start August as the Woodpeckers have been playing catch-up. Bayoza looking for strikeout number five, the 2-2. Hit in the air, shallow left field. Zach Cole jogs in and makes the grab for route number two.
Well, Bayoza, eight batters in, really has given up really only soft contact outside of the Maximo. It cost a double. That was the ball that got over Gilbert's head in center field, but the single to Yancy Pena was a soft line drive to center, and now that fly out to left was hit on the end of the bat. You can kind of tell from the sound. So the off-speed stuff is getting swings and misses right now for Bayoza, and it's avoiding barrels, which it's intended to do.
Batter is Zion Bannister, lefty. Sees a breaking ball, called a strike. Bannister still trying to find his footing. 156 on the season, still looking for that first home run and three runs driven in. Swing and a miss. He's down 0-2. Just the 14th game with the Wood Ducks this year for Bannister. Bayoza gets the sign, the 0-2. Swung on and missed. He gets him on three pitches and picks up his fifth strikeout in nine batters. He's only faced nine batters through three innings of work. Lente Bayoza keeps the Down East Wood Ducks off the board in the bottom half of the inning. The Woodpeckers looking to change that trend so far. Nothing from Segra Stadium.
Mr. Fullmore here. What's going on, Ms. Fullmore? He is the assistant principal at Southview High School. Give it up for those Tigers. Yeah. All right, so here we go. 80s trivia. We got this. And you can't look bad in front of your students, so you got to get them all right. Okay, here we go. All right, here we go. In which year did the film Back to the Future begin? That's a good question.
Which year?
Yeah, I was about to say, well, it's the 80s night, so in the 80s. But what do you think? What do you guys think? A, B, or C? They're going with A. What you going with?
89.
You going with 89? I don't know. 85. I heard somebody say, that's what he said. He said 85. Yeah. All right. Who had a hit single with Never Gonna Give You Up in, 1987. Who that? Rick. Go ahead.
B.
He's going with B. It's one of them. Yep, that's right. He's right. All right, here we go. And which country hosted the 1986 World Cup? That's a good question. England, Spain, or Mexico? What do you guys think? Come on, principal.
C.
He's going with C, Mexico. Is he right? Yeah. We got that one. All right, let's give it up for the assistant principal over at Southview High School, Mr. Fullmore. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Back on the mound for the Wood Ducks, Emiliano Teodo. Leading off the bottom of the third inning for the Woodpeckers, the second baseman, number 14, Tommy Sacco.
Switch hitting Tommy Sacco, the second baseman, will lead off in the home half of the third. Still no score from downtown Fayetteville. Emiliano Teodo reached back for something extra and blows a 97-mile-an-hour fastball by Sacco for strike one. Sacco in the early goings of his time in Fayetteville, .182. Couple of hits to the ledger so far in his first series with the Woodpeckers. Teodo winds the 0-2. Fastball, and Sacco lines one into the left center field gap. This one will roll all the way to the fence. Sacco around first. He's on his way to second. He's not slowing down. Sliding into third. He's got a leadoff triple to begin the bottom of the third. Just sliced it the other way in the left center field, and his speed did the rest.
Yeah, he put it in a part of the ballpark where if you got a little bit of speed on you, you're almost going to guarantee yourself a triple. Left center field gap, that cutout out there, and the ball, instead of bouncing off the wall, just planted underneath the padding. And that made it tough for Bannister to dig it out. Sacco, keeping the head down, picks up his first career triple.
So runner on third, still nobody out. Lofton chops the first pitch he sees foul down east. Brings the infield in. It was the third inning in the first game of yesterday's contest where down east took an early lead, and now Fayetteville trying to do the same tonight. Lofton, a wave and a miss, 0-2. To the former Oral Roberts University player. Grew up in the Houston area. Still looking for that first hit with the Woodpeckers. This would be a good time to, and got a quick stoppage here. Liam Hicks coming behind the plate. He was saying something. Mask goes back on for home plate umpire Nobu Yasuda. And Teodo back on the mound. From the stretch, the 0-2. Swung on and missed. A big first out for Teodo as he fans Lofton. Third strikeout for the right-hander. And with one away and a runner still on third, back to the top of the order, here's Zach Cole. Cole struck out, first time he faced Teodo. Right now, just looking to get something in the outfield. Bring home the first run of the ball game. First pitch, fastball, down and in. For Sacco, that's already his second extra base hit. So three hits and two of them have gone for extras. A one's in the dirt, it gets away from Hicks, and Sacco will jog on home. He never saw it. Ends up bouncing about 15 feet to the left. Sacco with a triple and scores on a wild pitch. Fayetteville up 1-0.
Just got the left shin guard from Hicks, and even had he saw that ball, that's going towards the extended warning track off to his left side, and with the speed of Tommy Sacco at third, he's scoring regardless. That's what a triple will do. It puts the pressure on the pitcher and makes him feel like he has to throw everything perfect.
2-0 swing by Cole, and he chases one in the dirt. Second at-bat in a row, he's gone up 2-0 and hasn't been able to put the ball in play with a swing. Fayetteville able to score first in this one, 2-1. Fastball inside corner called a strike. But the Woodpeckers this season, when scoring first, 31-18, but 16-5 at Segra Stadium when firing the first salvo. Cole lays off a full count. This will be pitch number 40 for Teodo. It's important for Fayetteville to get his pitch count high. Don't want him going too deep into a ball game. The wind and the payoff. Chopped foul by Cole. Midway point of this series, the rare seven-game series between these two teams, ran out from July, postponed to yesterday as part of that doubleheader. Another 3-2, fastball right down the middle for strike three. Cole knew it. He goes down on strikes for the second time. That is strikeout number four for Teodo and the second out of the third. Bases empty for Drew Gilbert. Grounded out on a 3-0 pitch to the first baseman Ortiz. And Gilbert takes ball one. Ortiz was the right fielder yesterday when Gilbert sent the two-run blast in game two of the doubleheader. Coincidentally, in the bottom of the third inning. First single-A hit. First single-A home run.
Gilbert's still rocking a little bit of his Tennessee Vols equipment. Looks like his right leg guard has a little bit of orange in it.
2-0 at the letters for a called strike.
I remember last year when Joey Loperfido showed up to town. He was wearing his Duke stuff, his elbow guard and shin guard for the whole season until they finally got him some Fayetteville colored gear.
Fastball called strike two. I'm sure the fan base here in Fayetteville were divided about whether they liked that he was wearing that Duke stuff or not. So there are a lot of Tar Heel fans in Segra Stadium that wanted him to ditch it.
They came around on it.
2-2, hit hard up the middle, base hit for Gilbert. Ground ball right between the second baseman Paniagua and the shortstop shifted Acosta. And Gilbert keeps the inning alive with the Woodpeckers' second hit of the ball game. Here is Zach DeCenso. Saw one pitch in the first inning and it got him right on the back. Hoping for a less painful at-bat this time. Gilbert starts and stops over at first base, and Senzo takes ball one. Decent-sized lead for Gilbert off first. Teodo comes home, pulls the string, and has DeCenso out in front, 1-1. Senzo, 3-for-9 on the series with that home run in game two of yesterday's doubleheader. Couple RBIs, couple runs scored. Gilbert on the move, the pitch misses inside. Hicks with the throw down, and Gilbert was standing and is tagged out. Maybe he thought the hit and run was on, but DeCenso did not swing. Andrew Gilbert is caught stealing to end the third inning. But Tommy Sacco with a leadoff triple. He scores on a wild pitch in Fayetteville. Takes a 1-0 lead into the top of the fourth inning on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network.
It's time to recognize our nonprofit of the night. Our nonprofit of the night is Communities in Schools. For more information on how you can become the nonprofit of the night, visit the fan information table on the concourse. Mound for the Woodpeckers, Valente Beozo. Leading off the top of the fourth inning for the Wood Ducks, the shortstop, number 23, Maximo Acosta.
Fourth inning from downtown Fayetteville. Valente Beozo now pitching with a lead, 1-0 Woodpeckers. Top of the order for down east, Maximo Acosta. Hammered a double to center field his first time up, but was thrown out, trying to turn it into a triple. Breaking ball, called a strike. So Beozo trying to exact some revenge. Costa will call time and gather his thoughts. Average at 278 now for Acosta, four home runs. 0-2, he chases after a high fastball and flies it off to the right out of play. The 0-2, just a bit low. Paozo, no stranger to working through four innings. He's done it three times already in four appearances. Trying to maybe go beyond today. Fastball called, strike three. Costa goes down looking. And for the third time this season, Valente Paozo has struck out six batters. Next one would mark his season high, as he's already tied that mark now with that most recent strikeout, one down.
Well, he's just really been closing with two strikes in these at-bats. They haven't been prolonged at-bats once again into a two-strike count against him. Usually you're down on the next pitch or the one right thereafter. So he's doing it efficiently, and he's mixing his pitches, and he's getting in front of guys.
Mateo with a big swing comes up empty. Daniel Mateo struck out swinging his first time up. Here he sends one in the air out towards fairly deep left center field. Zach Cole moving to his left makes the grab. And there are quickly two away to begin the fourth.
I know that Paozo hasn't gone beyond four in a game yet this year, but 45 pitches to this point of 40. He's close to 50. He's 51 now, actually, is where he's at. But he's been very efficient. He's putting himself in a position to go a season long today.
Goes to the breaking ball on Jose Rodriguez just a bit outside. Paozo from Mexicali, Mexico. 22 years of age, the right-hander. Fastball a little bit outside. Missed a lot of time, though, due to injury as well as COVID-19 wiping out the 2020 season. Called strike, 2-1 prior to pitching in the Complex League earlier this year. Last time he pitched was 2019. Another guy who's had to wait a long time to get his shot once again. Rodriguez fouls one off. It's 2-2. Paozo looking for his second straight 1-2-3 inning. Here's the pitch. Breaking ball hit on the ground, right side. Picked up by the second baseman, Sacco. Throws on to McGowan, and the inning is over. Valente Paozo has retired six in a row and has gone four scoreless innings. He's matched a season long in innings pitched and a season high in strikeouts. To the bottom half we go from Segra Stadium. 1-0 Fayetteville leads.
On the mound for the Wood Ducks, Emiliano Teodoro. Leading off the bottom of the fourth inning for the Woodpeckers, the third baseman, number 10, Zach DiCenzo.
Zach DiCenzo gets a fresh count. He was at the plate when Drew Gilbert was caught stealing to end the third inning. Bottom four, Emiliano Teodoro starts off, the big right-hander. Fastball down and outside, clocked at 98 miles an hour. So into the fourth inning, and Teodoro's velocity still as good as it was when he first started throwing warm-ups. Swing and a miss, 1-1. Right now, though, he's on the wrong side of the 1-0 score. Pitch, and looked like DiCenzo might have gotten a piece of it. Regardless, it's 1-2. Former Buckeye awaits the pitch. Skipped badly, 2-2. No action in either bullpen so far. We can see these two dueling for the next few innings. Infield a little bit shifted on DiCenzo. The 2-2, a check swing. Did he go around? And yes, he did, said field umpire Corey Gerber. That is strike three. DiCenzo strikes out. The fifth so far for Teodo. One up, one down. That'll bring up Colin Price. Look to put the ball in play this time around. Again, Price riding a six-game hitting streak to begin his career with the Woodpeckers. Fastball high. Still looking for that first home run. He's a big-time power bat at Mercer over in Georgia. Teodo with the 1-0 hit right side. Tough play for Ortiz. He backhands it and flips to Teodo, covering the bag for out number two. Down East has looked really strong defensively through the first three-plus games. They have yet to make an error. And right there, Ortiz fielding his position well, moving to his left, backhanding and flipping to the covering pitcher.
We were talking about Valente Bayoso limiting the hard contact, and Teodo has done the same. Drew Gilbert got him for a pretty solid line drive in the third, and the Tommy Sacco ball was well struck. But aside from that, it's just been a couple of grounders on the infield, and Woodpeckers haven't been able to get much in the air against Teodo.
Garrett McGowan will look to change that. Did rip a foul ball deep down the right field line, but ended up grounding out in that at-bat. Takes a big cut. Can only foul it to the backstop. Gowan from Blue Springs, Missouri. Not the only Missouri native on this team. Zach Cole also hailing from Missouri over in Ozark. 1-2. Gowan drafted in the 17th round. Initially was at Illinois in 2020 for the pandemic. Cut that freshman season short. Cue shot up the middle. The shortstop Acosta charges, throws on to first in time, and the inning is over. So a strikeout and a couple of groundouts for Emiliano Teodo. Good bounce back inning after he gave up the game's opening run in the third. On to the fifth, 1-0 Fayetteville on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network.
Season will randomly select one lucky season ticket holder to be our Hutchins High Performance Season Ticket Holder of the Game. This individual will take home a prize courtesy of Hutchins Law Firm. Tonight's High Performance Season Ticket Holder of the Game is Carlos Burgos. Congratulations, Carlos. On the mound for the Woodpeckers, Valente Bayozo. Somebody. Leading off the top of the fifth inning for the Wood Ducks, the designated hitter, number 28, Yossi Galan.
Through four from downtown Fayetteville, still a 1-0 lead for the Woodpeckers over the visiting Down East Wood Ducks. Valente Bayozo back out on the mound and back on the play-by-play. Here's Andrew Chapman.
All right, thanks, Colin. The first pitch is a changeup below the zone to Galan. 1-0 count to lead off the Down East cleanup hitter. Hicks and then Yancy Pena, 4-6 facing Valente, who's pitching into the fifth inning for the first time in his Woodpeckers career. The 1-0 pitch is fouled off the inside of Galan's left foot. And it's 1-1. Pitch count has something to do with Bayozo trying to go a season long. This is just number 59 of his outing. And it's a slider low and away. 56 pitches to get him through four innings. He's leveled the season high with six strikeouts. One more and he'll have a new high mark. Infield plays deep but straight up. The pitch to Galan. Lined out to third but foul. Steve Mintz had to do a duck and cover. The Down East manager over there on the third base coach's box. Ball's retrieved in the corner by Cole and flipped up to a fan. So two balls and two strikes. There's nobody throwing out there in that left field bullpen, but there's some guys doing some warm-ups. A couple of jumping jacks out there, some sidestepping. And the 2-2 is low in the dirt. Three balls, two strikes on Yossi Galan. A pretty quiet series for him. He's now just 1-for-11, but the one swing for him, the one hit is a big one, his 13th home run of the year, which came on Tuesday night in the series opener. The payoff pitch, and Galan takes just high. On a Bayozo fastball, and he draws a walk. That's the first walk given up by Bayozo. And he had faced the minimum up until this point. Going into the fifth, that's thanks to a nice play by his infield and outfield in the first to throw out Maximo Acosta trying for a triple. Yancy Pena getting caught stealing to end the second, and then he had retired six in a row before that free pass to Galan. So now it's Liam Hicks, the left-handed hitting catcher. And the first one to him is a changeup placed on the low outside corner, called strike one. Hicks flied out to right in the second inning. And he's 0-for-1 against Valente. Bayozo set at the shoulders, works now out of the stretch. A long set, the left leg kick and pitch. And a ground ball hit to the left side, scooped by DiCenzo. He underhand shovels to Sacco in the turn in time to get the double play. I think it was actually Lofton who went to the second base bag, the shortstop. Infield had a shift on. It was a little bit of an awkward placement to get a double play turn, but DiCenzo, the third baseman, made that play at short and got it to his shortstop, who was able to cover the bag and make the turn.
Yeah, 5-6-3 double play. You don't see that one too often, but hey, DiCenzo was just looking for somebody to cover the bag. Lofton just had to kind of come in from directly behind it. Worked out perfectly.
And we talked about facing the minimum, and that'll keep Bayozo on track. Now he faces Yancy Pena for a second time. First pitch, a called strike at the top of the zone. Pena with one of the two hits off Bayozo, a single coming in the second inning. But then he had a late break trying to steal second, was thrown out. Pitch was elevated. 1-1 on Pena. Infield back to straight up, the pitch. Swing and a miss. Changeup got him cutting over top. Bayozo strike away from picking up number 7 of the night and completing 5 innings for the first time in his Carolina League career. And here it comes. Swing and a miss, and that's actually strike 2. It was a 2-1 count, pardon me. Video board there had it mixed around for a moment, as did my brain. 2-2 with 2 away and the bases empty. Woodpeckers up 1-0. On the triple from Tommy Sacco, an eventual wild pitch that brought him in. Now the 2-2. And a strikeout. There's number 7 for Valente Bayozo, capping off 5 shutout innings for the first time in his Woodpeckers career. He walks off the mound, high-fives his catcher, and his pitching coach, John Kovalik, waiting there on the stairs with a firm handshake. So we go bottom five. Woodpeckers up a run. Emiliano Teodo going back to the mound when we return on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network.
On the mound for the Wood Ducks, Emiliano Teodo. Leading off the bottom of the fifth inning for the Woodpeckers, the right fielder, number 8, Tyler Whitaker.
Emiliano Teodo back on the mound for the bottom of the fifth inning. Woodpeckers lead the Wood Ducks 1-0 on the wild pitch that brought home Tommy Sacco. Tyler Whitaker, the right-handed hitting right fielder and sixth batter for the Peckers, leads it off. And a changeup missed off the inside. 1-0 on Witt. Ryan Wroblewski on deck and Tommy Sacco, who did a triple, as mentioned. He's in the hole. The winding 1-0 pitch. Whitaker takes slow and outside. No called strike. 95-mile-per-hour fastball. Whitaker proved that he can catch up to that velocity on Tuesday night when he hit a low fastball from Adrian Rodriguez out to Healy's. The 1-1, and it's down low. A changeup got him to reach. 1-2. My memory serves. I think 96 was the radar reading on the video board for that low outside corner fastball that Whitaker timed up.
Not only was it low, I mean, it was breaking all sorts of laws in North Carolina with how fast it was.
The pitch is outside. 100 flashes on the video board on that getaway fastball. Radar gun might be a touch hot tonight, but still, you flash 100, you're in the mid to high 90s. Close to 97, 98. 2-2 offering to Whitaker, and he swings and misses at a breaking ball. Even though that 100-mile-per-hour fastball wasn't in the zone, your eyes see that, and naturally, you have to try and get geared up for it. So then the changeup kind of messed with the timing of Whitaker. There's a slider there from Teodo, and he picks up his first out of the fifth and sixth strikeout of his Thursday night start. Now Ryan Wroblewski gets to bat for a second time. The Fayetteville DH grounded out to second base in his first at bat. That fastball misses outside at 96. It's 1-0. Wroblewski, the 20th rounder out of Dallas Baptist. And the 1-0 offering. He pops it foul back of home plate. Weight caught out just a little bit in front of that one.
We figured runs would be hard to come by tonight, Chappie, with this pitching matchup, but really impressive stuff from both pitchers. Being able to strike out a fair number of batters, but also keeping their pitch count relatively low by generating a lot of soft contact as well.
It's a 1-1 count with the bases empty and one gone. Here's the pitch. And Wroblewski went too far low, down low to get that one. 1-2 on Ryan. 318 hitter in his final year with Dallas Baptist. Won a regional this year as well with DBU. The 1-2 pitch, and that strikes him out. A sweeping slider down and outside, and he went after it. So that's consecutive strikeouts on sliders for Teodo. And he has now matched the strikeout total of his counterpart, Valente Bayozo, with 7. And it looks like this game may turn into a battle of the bullpens in which offense can try and break out once Teodo and Bayozo are out of this game. Tommy Sacco, though, has come up with the big swing of the game, a triple into left center field. Here he is, the switch hitter, batting from the left side, swings at the first one and fouled it off of Hicks behind the plate. He'll need a moment to shake it off. Like it got him in the right hand as he examines those fingers.
There is a right-hander getting loose for Fayetteville, so we'll see if Bayozo does get a crack at the sixth inning. In the sixth inning, I'd say 50-50 opportunity based where his pitch count is. So an interesting dilemma for manager Joe Thon, and we'll see if he lets Valente get back out there and at least get the first out of the inning.
A long set from Teodo, and here's the pitch. A slider gets Sacco swinging through, and it's 0-2. The only reason I don't think Bayozo will be back out there is because John Kovalik gave him that strong handshake as he walked down the stairs, and that usually is the universal sign of, hey, job well done. Take the rest of the night, and we'll go to the bullpen. The 0-2, Sacco checks, no swing, and no appeal. It's 1-2. 101 flashing on the video board on that Teodo fastball.
He's throwing harder now than he did in the first inning.
Yeah. Emptying the tank, as they say. All the adrenaline saved until the end. The 1-2 pitch outside. For Teodo, the longest he has gone this season is 5 innings. Down East has not pushed him into a sixth yet this year. Here's pitch number 74, a 2-2, and Sacco pulls a slider towards the camera well, a foul ball. Keep it level at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Jackson Lofton is the on-deck batter if the inning goes any further. Sacco now with a double and a triple in his pro career. And he's gone in each gap, right center and left center, with his extra base hits. The 2-2. Strikes him out, but that ball gets away from Hicks. Off to his left side, he jumps on top, throws to first, not in time. Sacco gets on with the strikeout, but wild pitch. And the inning will go further. Teodo has K'd 3 in this fifth inning, but needs another out.
I got an opportunity at the rare 4-strikeout inning, but I'm sure he would have rather had the inning end right there. It's a chase pitch, but when you throw that hard, anything that bounces off your catcher and Hicks is going to bounce farther away, and that's exactly what happened. Good wherewithal, though, by Sacco. The second he heard that ball hit the dirt, he took off running and was able to beat the throw by a couple of steps.
There was also a little bit of a double clutch by Hicks, the catcher, after he picked up that baseball. I don't know if he didn't have his grip right. And the runner on the move, Sacco going to second. Fastball pumped in. Throw down, a one-hopper, not in time. Paniagua dug it on a short hop, but that ball was on the shortstop side of second, and he had to swipe a tag, a long tag. And Sacco gets in there.
It's kind of a Tommy Sacco show right now in this ball game. The triple and scoring on a wild pitch. Getting it done on the base paths once again, trying to make something happen with two away in the inning.
First stolen base for Tommy with the Woodpeckers. And now a meeting on the mound. Hicks going to go out there and talk to Teodo. Yancy Pena, the third baseman, coming in to have a part in the meeting as well.
How rare this is. You strike out 3 batters in an inning and still have a guy in scoring position.
Yeah. Jackson Lofton trying to avoid the strikeout, as he did in the third. Struck out swinging. That was the third of the night for Teodo. Tommy Sacco is just the 4th base runner that the Woodpeckers have mustered against Teodo. And Lofton, after a long look in from Teodo, steps out and calls for time. He's got the black cleats on today, and I like that look. He's got the high black socks as well, and it all kind of blends into one. The black sleeves as well underneath that white uniform. Pitch a little bit low. 2 balls and no strikes. A Houston, Texas native, Jackson Lofton. was pretty excited when his agent started telling him that the Houston Astros were looking at drafting him. Team he grew up watching as a kid and rooting for. Kind of like Brian Salgado, who was a big Houston Astros fan growing up in the area. Lofton checks and goes too far. Two balls and one strike. So you have a couple of guys that were big Astros fans as teenagers and now get a chance to try and make it to the big league ballpark in their hometown. Right-hander continues to loosen in the Fayetteville bullpen, but no activity for Down East. Teodoro trying to get the final out of this fifth. And he balked. Tommy Sacco is going to third. I don't think Teodoro came set, or maybe he tried to rush it. He likes to utilize that pitch clock even more with runners on. He'll milk it down to 4-3 seconds. Didn't see where the clock was at when he came set there, but he might have rushed as a result of it. Sacco to third, and remind you, he scored on a wild pitch when he was at third back in the third inning. So the pressure on for Teodoro to avoid another one of those wild ones. Here's the 2-1 to Lofton. Down low below the zone.
Last thing you want to do right there is give him that extra 90 feet on a balk and open up the possibility that he can score on a pitch in the dirt simply. I mean, 3 strikeouts in the inning, and Teodoro still working to keep it a 1-0 game.
Teodoro behind 3-1, his pitch to Jackson Lofton is a strike on the outside corner to get it to full. The 80th pitch of the night for Teodoro puts him right on the doorstep of closing 5 innings of one-run ball. He's already K'd 3 batters, but the wild pitch extended the inning. Here's the payoff, and Lofton fouls it away. It'll stay where it is, 3-2. I don't know if I've seen another ball player in the minor leagues or the majors with the last name of Lofton since, of course, Kenny Lofton of the Cleveland Indians, a center fielder for them for many, many years, franchise ball player. 3-2 payoff again. Lofton takes low, a walk puts him on and puts runners on the corners. Teodoro now has to face the top of the Fayetteville order. But manager Steve Mintz is coming up the stairwell of the dugout, and he's walking out there. I didn't see any activity out there in the Down East bullpen. It might have been a very quick warm-up for the left-hander out there, and indeed they have a reliever coming out of the gate, and Teodoro won't make it through 5 tonight. He got 3 outs, or 3 strikeouts in this fifth, but couldn't get the third out. The wild pitch extended his inning. And he's unable to get the final out. It'll bring up Zach Cole to face the new left-hander. We'll tell you about him when we return. Fayetteville with runners on the corners, 2 outs, and a 1-run lead in the bottom of the fifth. It's 1-0.
This Wood Ducks pitching change is brought to you by the North Carolina Education Lottery. Entering the game for the Wood Ducks, number 17, Dylan McLean.
well. Emiliano Teodo, despite three strikeouts in the fifth, unable to make it out of the inning. A wild pitch put Tommy Sacco on, and then a walk to Jackson Lofton makes it curtains for Teodo. And now lefty Zach Cole leads off against a left-handed reliever. As he picks up, against the lefty reliever, Dylan McLean. And the first pitch was a slider that dropped in for strike one. So Lofton at first, Sacco down at third. And the pitch with the runner on the move to second base. A look to second, but Hicks holds on to the baseball. And Lofton picks up the stolen bag. Second of the inning for Fayetteville after Sacco swipes second. The pitch was outside to Cole. It's a 1-1 count. Zach Cole couldn't touch Teodo, 0 for 2 with a couple of strikeouts. So I think he'll enjoy the opportunity to face a new arm. And now the 1-1 incoming. Cole cuts through it. One ball and two strikes. Drew Gilbert standing on deck if Cole can find a way to extend this inning. Now an open base down on first. 1-0 Fayetteville on the Tommy Sacco triple in the third and wild pitch. Valente Veozzo, the starter, threw five scoreless for the Woodpeckers. And the 1-2. Cole takes, slowing away. And evens the count, two balls, two strikes.
McLean, one of those guys taken in the abbreviated five-round 2020 MLB draft, fourth-round pick for Texas.
1-0 with a 2.95 ERA, pitching in his 15th game out of the Down East bullpen tonight. And the 2-2. Cole swings and hits it on the fly, right center. Mateo angling to his left, and the Down East center fielder cuts it off in the alleyway, and the inning is over. Daniel Mateo puts it way out in center, and Sacco and Lofton stranded on the corners. The Woodpeckers unable to score, and we head to the sixth inning. 1-0 Woodpeckers on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network.
Damn. Take a look at the video board and start sizzling. This Woodpeckers pitching change is brought to you by Coldwell Banker. Entering the game for the Woodpeckers, number 45, Miguel Uyola.
Ellos dicen que son capos y sicarios, que son trapel de verdura y millonarios. No hay mesura ni censura en su vocabulario. Y a través de esta música, y a través de esta música, Los tipos míos no son trappers ni sicarios. Son raperos con un don extraordinario. Por ganar su alma van a ser...
Leading off the top of the sixth inning for the Wood Ducks, the first baseman, number 16, Abby Ortiz.
Pitching change for the Woodpeckers, beginning the top of the sixth inning. Valente Veozzo out, Miguel Uyola in. Uyola 2-1 with a 2.70 ERA, pitching out of the bullpen for the eighth time this year, 17th appearance. His first pitch is up and inside on lefty Abby Ortiz. Uyola will face the bottom three in the Down East order with the Woodpeckers up 1-0. The pitch, swing and a miss on an elevated fastball. 1-1, Uyola has gone an even 50 innings in the 2022 season. He's given up 15 earned runs, 35 walks, and 77 strikeouts. He sets the chest and fires. Another high fastball and a foul tip by Ortiz, squeezed by Price. One ball, two strikes. Ortiz struck out swinging against Valente Veozzo in the third. Great outing for the Fayetteville starter. 5 scoreless, 1 walk, 7 Ks, eligible for the winning decision. And time called to the plate right as Oyola picked up that left leg to kick home. Ortiz wants to try and slow the pace of the at-bat down a bit. Jackson Lofton towards the middle on a shift, and third baseman DiZenzo closer towards short. The 1-2. Ortiz down looking. Fastball placed right on the outside corner. Payne for Oyola to start his night. One away.
What a combo this is. Baozzo and Oyola, two guys that strike out a lot of batters, but with completely different styles. Baozzo, kind of a more fast pitcher, uses that breaking stuff and deception. Oyola, he'll come at you with mid to high 90s heat.
Oyola the delivery, and the first pitch to right-hander Junior Paniagua, a slider that cuts just too far outside and appeal up the first baseline. And Corey Gerber says that Paniagua held up. He's 0 for 1 in the 8th spot with a fly to left. Infield back to more of a straight-up alignment. The 1-0 fouled off the gear of Price behind home, and it's 1-1. Miguel Oyola named the Houston Astros Minor League Pitcher of the Month for July. What a great month it was for the 20-year-old. Oyola went 2-0 in the month. He had a sub-1 ERA, almost sub-0.5. It was 0.54. His pitch up high to Paniagua, it's now 2-1. Over 16 and two-thirds innings, he K'd 25 batters and only walked 5. The pitch is high. It's 3-1. Now, the start of August was uncharacteristic for Miguel, coming off of that award. August 4th on the road in Salem, he went 2 1/3 innings, gave up 3 earned runs, and he walked 7 batters in that outing, more than his entire month of July. Pitch outside just a bit. It was close, but that's ball 4 to Paniagua. And there's a man on, tying run aboard. Brings up the 9-hitter Zion Bannister. 7 walks in that game were the most in Miguel Oyola's career. And the most by a Fayetteville pitcher in any game this season.
Yeah, he's one of the last guys I'd expect to have a game where ended up walking 7 batters. But if there's anyone capable of bouncing back after that, it's him. He's got the stuff to really come back after a rough outing, and we've seen him mature as well as a pitcher. We had a couple of rough outings at the start of his 2022 season in late April, early May, where he had some control issues, but man, did he bounce back in a big way.
Bannister, the lefty, ahead 1-0, and the next pitch very high outside, and Colin Price wants to run out to the mound and talk it over with Miguel a bit here. Miguel came into the season a 19-year-old, turned 20 on June 19th. Originally from Puerto Plata, the Dominican Republic. Miguel Oyola, one of those guys that may very well could find himself in a top 30 prospect list when the most recent update comes out, when it incorporates all the 2022 draft guys. Now that scouts and evaluators have had him, seen him more in the States, had a chance to watch him pitch, was in the Dominican Summer League along with the Florida Complex League last year. And a fastball low on the outside corner. It's 2-1. I think we agree, Colin, that Oyola and probably Edinson Bautista are a couple of the top candidates to crack that top 30. 2-1 coming in, and a pop fly on the infield, third base side. DiZenzo drifting towards the chalk line. That ball brings it back towards the infield, and it falls out of his reach. Lofton picks it up, goes to second, but Paniagua able to scamper into the bag in time. Everybody is safe. DiZenzo looked like he was camped under it for a moment, directly behind the third base bag. Then the ball pulled him a little closer towards shortstop. He stumbled over, tried to reach and grab it, and it fell to the dirt. I think it might end up being a hit there for Bannister, because DiZenzo never got his glove on it.
Exactly. Just might have lost it in the lights, or the ball just tailed on him late. Either way, tough mistake to have, and 2-1 and 1 out. Oyola being tested early in this relief outing.
And Price is going to the mound again here to talk with Miguel. They're getting ready to face the top of the order in Maximo Acosta. Again, it won't go down as a physical error in the box score, but no doubt a critical misstep by the Fayetteville infield in a one-run game. It's just the third down east hit and their first since the Yency Peña single in the second against Bayozo. He went three hitless innings to cap his five-inning start. First one to Acosta is a slider low and outside for ball one. Maximo has doubled and also struck out looking. He's one for two. Thrown out trying to stretch that double into a triple, though, that opened the ball game on the first at bat of the night. 1-0. Outside. Two balls and no strikes. Maximo Acosta, currently the number 12 prospect in the Rangers system. Now has four home runs this season. Comes in batting 277 to this at-bat. Paniagua at second. Bannister, big lead at first. The pitch is drilled way out to left. Cole sprinting back on it. That's over his head, and it hops over the wall. This will save a run but tie the game. Paniagua granted home plate, but Bannister forced a hold at third on a Maximo Acosta RBI ground rule double. His second double of the game. It's 1-1.
Yeah, Acosta's been seeing the ball really well against both these pitchers, and now John Kovalik going to head out to the mound to talk with Uyola, but a couple of hard-hit balls for Acosta in three at-bats, and now that missed pop-up looming very large, standing on third base all of a sudden. Wouldn't be surprised to see Fayetteville bring that infield in to try to prevent the go-ahead run from scoring. Crucial at-bats coming up against some of the toughest hitters to get out in this down east lineup.
Yep, still just one out on the leadoff strikeout from Ortiz, and since then walk, single, double. Again, to Uyola's benefit, that ball hopped over the wall. Otherwise, Bannister, who had a big lead at first and was right on the heels of Paniagua, he would have easily scored. And down east would be up 2-1 instead of 1-1 tie game. And here's the dangerous Daniel Mateo, who's 0-2 tonight, but does have a home run in this series. And he rips through a first pitch fastball. It's 0-1. Fayetteville infield playing in on the fringe of the grass. They're going to try and prevent that go-ahead run with anything on the ground. The 0-1 is high on the outside corner, called strike two by Nobu Yasuda. And Daniel Mateo with a couple of words. He didn't like that call. Now he calls for time to try and reset. Meanwhile, the outfield playing pretty deep here. They want to try and make a play at the plate on a short liner to the outfield and prevent Acosta from scoring. Mateo just barely gets a piece of a 96-mile-per-hour fastball, sends it into the net. And the count stays at nothing and two. Game two of the doubleheader tonight between Fredericksburg and Augusta is underway. The Green Jackets have a 3-0 lead in the bottom of the second after Fredericksburg beat them 8-2 in the opener. Uyola, the chest high set, no two pitch, is a slider just outside. Mateo wanted to swing, but he thought better of it. And the count to 1-2.
I think it was Mateo who was at the plate when there was that check swing in the first game of the doubleheader that was a missed call and led to the ejection of manager Joe Thon for Fayetteville.
Next pitch, swing and a miss. High fastball sets down Mateo. Second strikeout for Uyola. And that puts him in a better position now. The Wood Ducks will likely need a base hit out of Jose Rodriguez if they want to try and take a sixth inning lead.
Big timeout. Infield able to move back and just looking for the easiest out at this point. You can survive this game being tied. Base hit though, and you got yourself down multiple runs.
First pitch slider. Curls around the edge, and it's called strike one. Rodriguez has struck out and also bounced out to the second baseman, faces Uyola for the first time. The pitch. is chopped towards the mound. Uyola comes forward. He goes to the plate, and the run slides in under the tag. Bannister scores, and Down East leads 2-1. The ball was shallow, halfway between home plate and the mound. Uyola coming forward on it made the split-second decision to go home. Might not have felt he could have planted and got up the first baseline to get the out, but the flip not in time. Wood Ducks take the lead.
And there, you got to take that extra half a second to look and see where the runner is at first and recognize that he wasn't even halfway there and he would have been able to throw him out. I think his gut just told him that his best play was to go home with it, but turned out he had better options.
Runner on the move to second, and Price will hold on to a low fastball. 1-0 to Yosi Galan. Rodriguez makes it into scoring position. You have Acosta now standing at third after the slow roller towards the mound. See what the official scoring decision goes down as there. It'll be a Jose Rodriguez fielder's choice with the RBI. Pitch called strike one on Yosi Galan, 1-1 count. Down East held scoreless over five innings, but they break through against the Fayetteville bullpen and Uyola. The pitch is a slider low and away, a good block by Price, sliding to his right and smothering it with the chest protector. 2-1. Salem is thumping Kannapolis tonight, 8-1 in the top of the fifth inning. They scored six in the top of the second. We're up 8-0 after two innings. Columbia threw six in Myrtle Beach. They're in a low-scoring affair, 1-0 Pelicans. Galan offers it a high fastball and comes up empty. Two balls, two strikes. Rain at the Joe in Charleston. No baseball being played between the River Dogs and the Hillcats. Tied 4-4 game in the sixth between Carolina and Delmarva. That's game two of a doubleheader. 2-2 pitch, and Galan steps away from a fastball but is rung up on strike three. The inning comes to a close. Down East scores two. The ground rule double and the slow roller towards the mound brings home Bannister and gives Down East a 2-1 lead as we head to the bottom of the sixth. Next, it'll be the 2, 3, and 4 of Gilbert, DiCenzo, and Price coming up when we return.
Fans, it's time for a round of Pecker versus the People, presented by Walk On Sports Bistro. T. Bright is with our Pecker staff now. Take it away, T.
All right, I have one of my favorites here. This is Brittany, and she's in charge of sponsorships, manager of sponsorships here. And I'm in section 125. Make some noise. Yeah. All right, so here we go, Brittany. Now, they're counting on you, or maybe not, okay? If she can't get this, then I'm waiting for you. So what musical won the Tony for the best musical in 1980? Well, and this is a multiple choice, so what do you think?
I don't even know musicals.
That's her answer, is that right? Anybody know? Anybody? Anybody in this section? Do you know? Say it again. He said Tommy. Is that a musical? Oh, okay, yeah, they said yes. Was he right? One more. Anybody in this section? Musical in 19... What'd you say, ma'am?
42nd Street.
42nd Street. No, we tried. What's the answer? Oh, Evita. I knew that. I was just testing y'all out. Give it up for Brittany, guys. And Woodpeckers. All right, way to go.
Back on the mound for the Wood Ducks, Dylan McLean. Leading off the bottom of the sixth inning for the Woodpeckers, the center fielder, number four, Drew Gilbert.
Down East takes a 2-1 lead in the top of the sixth inning, and now Drew Gilbert gets it started against left-hander Dylan McLean. First pitch coming in is a slider served over the middle for strike one. Gilbert, DiCenzo, and then Colin Price getting into the heart of the order here, third time through, 2, 3, and 4 hitters. Gilbert is 1-for-2 with a single to center back in the third. The pitch down and outside. It is 1-1. Gilbert started his night with a ground ball to first. He was in a 3-0 count and got aggressive swinging at the 3-0 pitch. Shift onto the pull side of the lefty Gilbert, the offering. And that's a high off speed. It's 2-1. Drew Gilbert, the two-run home run yesterday that put the Woodpeckers ahead 2-0 in game two of the doubleheader. And now he stays off a breaking ball, but that falls in. It's two balls and two strikes. Very patient approach for Gilbert. Seen him attack pitches early in counts as well, though. His home run yesterday was on the first pitch of the at-bat. Now the break even. Gilbert swings and rips a line drive single into right field. Leadoff man on. And Gilbert representing the tying run for Fayetteville. Go ahead run now. And Zach DiCenzo coming up. Gilbert, back-to-back multi-hit games, was 2-for-3 in the nightcap yesterday, now 2-for-3 tonight with a pair of singles.
Another one that just jumped off his bat. Definitely triple digits coming off the barrel. Gets so much power around through those hips, drives the ball on the ground through the right side of the infield.
Zach DiCenzo breaks the bat, but here's a flare out towards second. Paniagua going into the shallow right center field grass, makes a lunging catch. And Zach DiCenzo almost had a little bloop single out there to put two on. Gilbert had to hustle back into first.
That's great base running by Gilbert. Got about halfway down there. Wanted to make sure that ball dropped. Started to retreat as it was falling, and guessed right. Good play by Paniagua, but heads up base running to prevent Gilbert from being the out on that play.
See what Colin Price can do. Facing the lefty, McLean throws, and a fastball, very top of the zone, called strike one on Price. He thought that one was a little bit high. Gets a clarification from Nobu Yasuda. 6'6" Price has one of the more vertical strike zones of all the Fayetteville hitters. The pitch, and there's another one, top of the zone, working high on Price, and it's quickly 0-2. Drew Gilbert was caught stealing in the third. It was a ball that was inside on DiCenzo, a fastball, and Gilbert didn't slide going into second base. Seemed like it might have been a miscommunication on a potential hit-and-run call. Pretty good size lead for him on first. Here's the pitch. Price swings, pops it up, and this will get over the first base dugout into the Avex Club. Middle infield double play depth with one away in the home sixth inning. 2-1 down east. Dylan McLean with a new baseball in his left hand. Sets at the chest. Gilbert on the move to second. Price strikes out swinging. Here's the throw down. It's not in time. With a pop-up slide, Gilbert is into second base.
So at the very least, a productive strikeout for Price. I know that's not what he wants to hear, but good jump by Gilbert over at first. Really tough to get a good jump off of a southpaw, but he's able to do it and ends up in scoring position with two away.
Drew make it to Colin Price, the six-game hitting streak to start his pro career, now in a little bit of jeopardy. He's 0-for-3. See if he gets one more chance to bat tonight. Here's McGowan lifting one deep to left. Bannister retreating to the warning track, and he has room to make the grab. Segra Stadium holds that. Garrett McGowan fly ball, and Drew Gilbert left on in scoring position. Fayetteville trailing 2-1 as we head to the final three innings next on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network.
For the real estate, KissCam. 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 Double Kiss Cam. Make another man sing. Change your Kiss Cam. White dove. More than a feeling. That's the power of love. Tougher than diamonds. Rich like cream. Stronger and harder than a bad girl's dream. Make a bad one good. Kiss Cam. Kiss Cam. Don't need money, don't take fame. Don't need no credit card to ride this train. It's strong and it's sudden, and it's cruel sometimes. Fans, it's time for the Budweiser Zero Last Call for any alcohol. Alcohol purchases at our concession stands will be cut off at the start of the eighth inning. Last call. Last call for alcohol. Back on the mound for the Woodpeckers, Miguel Ulloa.
Woodpeckers held the lead for 5 innings tonight, but now it's the Downeast Wood Ducks up 2-1. They put up 2 runs against Miguel Ulloa in the top of the sixth. Yosi Galan, Omega Liam Hicks leading off the seventh against Ulloa. And back on the mic, here is Colin Casey.
Thank you, Chappie. Fastball from Ulloa at 92 over. On the left-handed hitting, Liam Hicks, hailing from Toronto, Canada, taken in the ninth round of last year's draft, went to Arkansas State University, takes a ball just outside, 1-1. Viola trying to bounce back after surrendering a pair in the sixth. Breaking ball inside corner, strike two. Time is called. As far as Arkansas State goes, they do have one Hall of Famer that went there. You have to go all the way back a ways. George Kell. Born and raised in Arkansas. Fastball misses inside. Kell playing for the Philadelphia Athletics back in the mid-40s before playing the bulk of his career in his best years with the Detroit Tigers. Fastball up and away, that fills the count. Also spent a couple of years in the 50s with the Boston Red Sox. Brief stint in Chicago with the White Sox and called it a career at just the age of 34 in 1957 with the Baltimore Orioles. Swing and a miss, strike three. And Hicks is a fan. Fourth strikeout already for Ulloa, back-to-back, going back to the sixth inning. One away.
11 strikeouts now as a team, so a pretty good figure in that department.
Batter is Yency Pena. Fastball upstairs. Pena so far, 1-for-2, a single off of Valente Bellozo, and also struck out against the right-handed starter for Fayetteville. Check swing, the appeal down to field umpire Corey Gerber. And Pena held up 2-0. Houston Astros were in action early this afternoon, a 2 o'clock first pitch. And they took down the Texas Rangers, 7-3 final score. Down and outside, a couple of home runs. Martin Maldonado, the big swing, a 3-run blast, and Alex Bregman as well leaving the yard, 7 runs on 10 hits. Another great outing for Framber Valdez, 7 scoreless. Fastball misses inside, and Pena ducks on out of the way for ball four.
It was the 13th of the year for Maldonado, 14th for Bregman.
With the win, the Astros, with the New York Yankees off today, move into first place in the American League at 72-41. Now both teams do get a first round bye in the playoffs in the American League with 6 spots. It'd be huge to get that extra home game if those two teams were to meet in the championship series, which they've done in the past 5 years. Abby Ortiz takes strike one. That walk, the second from Ulloa. And the 0-1 outside corner. Astros, though, have had a lot of success against New York in the season series. The Yankees have had their fair share of struggles since the trade deadline. Runner on the move, fastball, called strike three. The throw down by Price is in time. Good tag by Lofton. And Pena is nailed, trying to get second. A strike him out, throw him out, double play. And Ulloa faces the minimum in the top of the seventh. It's stretch time from Segra. Down East still with a 2-1 lead on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network.
Join us in singing, Take Me Out to the Ball Game. Sing a little louder. I So it's root Packers. Say it loud. Attaboy, Packers, attaboy. This Wood Ducks pitching change is brought to you by the North Carolina Education Lottery. Entering the game for the Wood Ducks, number 30, Josh Steven. Leading off the bottom of the seventh inning for the Woodpeckers, the right fielder, number 8, Tyler Whitaker.
Manager Steve Mintz goes to the bullpen, and it is Josh Steven to pitch the bottom of the seventh for the Down East Wood Ducks, who take a one-run lead into the home half of the seventh. Tyler Whitaker takes ball one, down and outside. Steven is actually expected to start later in the week, but appears that that plan has changed. 4-4 on the season with a 3.34 ERA, and right now he's tasked with getting the final 9 outs of this ball game. 1-1 to Whitaker, who was grounded out and struck out in the contest. The 1-1 breaking ball and swung on and missed. Whitaker followed by Robleski and Sacco. Sacco providing the only run of offense for Fayetteville in the third inning. The leadoff triple, in which he scored on a wild pitch. Stevens 1-2. Swung on and missed way in the dirt. And Whitaker is tagged out. Strong start out of the pen for Josh Steven. Fans Whitaker, who goes down on strikes for the second time. Fayetteville now down to their final 8 outs. That'll bring up Ryan Robleski. 0-2, a ground out to second and a strikeout swinging.
Hey, Colin, sorry to correct you here. We had a late roster move coming. This is actually Alberto Mota, who was added to the roster today, and he's now in the number 30 uniform.
That explains a
and
lot.
Josh Steven is now a Hickory Crawdad. And so Mota making his debut here. I was going to say, that didn't look like Steven, but Mota now wearing the number 30.
So there you go. Now a 1-1 count to Robleski for Mota. One to the designated hitter. A fastball misses up and outside. Steven does get that promotion, so safe to say we won't see him on Saturday regardless. Pitch. Robleski goes after it. Falls back to even now. The count 2-2. Fayetteville trying to pick up their third win of the series. Count now full for Down East. Trying to pull it even and with the seven games scheduled this week, there's not going to be any split. So one team will come out victorious. Here's the 3-2. Swung on and missed. Robleski goes down on strikes, back-to-back strikeouts to begin the bottom of the seventh. And once again, Tommy Sacco will look to spark a two-out rally at the plate. Last time he came up, he struck out but reached on a drop third, stole second base, ended up at third on a balk. But he was stranded there along with Jackson Lofton at second base to end the fifth. Good-looking fastball at 95 over for a strike. Alberto Mota trying to strike out the side in his first appearance since being added to the roster. Breaking ball fouled off by Sacco. So Mota coming from the Complex League. And called up today, started the year in the Dominican Summer League for making it to the Complex League in June. 0-2 fastball, a little bit low. Mota in the Complex League, he looked really good. 2-0, 1.33 ERA in 16 appearances in relief. Breaking ball, and Sacco keeps the bat back. Count back to even. Sacco coming from Maracay, Venezuela.
Good job, Kevin.
New baseball handed to home plate umpire Nobu Yasuda. Looking for the 1-2-3 inning in the seventh. Mota winds and deals. Fastball up and in. Sacco looking to reach base for the third time in as many plate appearances. Jackson Lofton waiting on deck. Woodpeckers trail by one. Good crowd still on hand on this Thursday night from Segra Stadium. The 3-2 is hit on the ground towards second base. Junior Paniagua sidearms it over to first. And it's a 1-2-3 bottom of the seventh for Alberto Mota. And the Down East Wood Ducks take a 2-1 advantage into the eighth inning on the road, looking to even the series at two games apiece. You're tuned in right here on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network.
Fans, it's time to guess tonight's attendance. T. Bright has our lucky contestant down on the dugout. Take it away, T.
All right, Markel, you ready? You guys ready for this? Make some noise. Yes, all right, here we go, here we go. You got to guess how many people are here tonight, and I know you're ready for this. So A, B, or C, let's see what we got. All right, guys, what do you guys think, A, B, or C? All right, your fans are saying A. What do you think?
Hey, I always stand by C's get degrees.
I am the same way. C. Let's go with C. Okay, we're in this together. I'm the same way. C's get degrees. Yeah! We got our degree. Way to go, Markel. Way to go. He's waiting for a high five, Markel. Don't leave him hanging. Way to go, Markel.
It's so big, I tell the guest to use a map. He won my playhouse, I ask him, where's the fun in that?
Let's go.
Seeing all these blessings, man, I think I pray too much. Lately, I've been feeling like I turn up way too much. Where the break, where the break? Sun got us all day. Raise glasses up. Party, party. Dance really going down. Make your way to the crowd. Right now, right now. Right now, right now. I feel too heavy, you can't save me. I meditate on a daily to keep saying. I mean, I'm going on my mind.
Back on the mound for the Woodpeckers, Miguel Uyola. Leading off the top of the eighth inning for the Wood Ducks, the second baseman, number 11, Junior Paniagua.
Junior Paniagua, who had the fielding assist to end the seventh inning, now leads off the eighth for Down East, who leads it 2-1. From Segra Stadium, Miguel Uyola starts off the inning with a fastball called a strike. And to take us through the conclusion on the play-by-play, here's the voice of the Woodpeckers, Andrew Chapman.
All right, thank you, Colin. Miguel Oyola coming home, and a fly ball golf to left center field. Gilbert circling around, lining it up, and making the catch in left center. Paniagua retired on a couple of pitches, and there's one gone. Valente Baeza went five. Miguel Oyola just trying to keep this in a 2-1 game. He gave up the two runs in the sixth inning. A ground rule double for Maximo Acosta that tied the game, drove home Paniagua, and then a RBI fielder's choice on a slow roller out in front of home plate. That was by Jose Rodriguez. It brought home Zion Bannister and put down East ahead. Here is Bannister. He starts to bunt, pulls back, and a slider finds its way into the strike zone, 0-1. Bannister, a single to his credit in the sixth on a little bit of a fluky play. The 0-1. Bunting again, pulling back, and a fastball is high. 1-1 count. He popped it up to third. It should have been an out, but Zach DiZenzo lost it a little bit in the stadium light. Tried to make a last-second correction, but it missed his glove and fell to the dirt. The 1-1. Bannister still trying to play some small ball. Pulls back on another high fastball, and it gets to 2-1.
Sometimes it's a fluke play like that that gets a guy back into a rhythm at the plate. Even if it's not the base hit you were looking for, you still get on base and start seeing the ball better.
Fastball goes right through the barrel of Bannister, who's trying to bunt again, and he had a good pitch to do so. Now he'll try and likely swing in a two-strike count. Zach DiZenzo, who is playing towards the fringe of the grass at third, now backs up and plays closer towards short with Lofton up the middle. 2-2 pitch. Swinging a line drive, seared to center, Gilbert to his right, and he makes the catch. Back-to-back putouts by the center fielder, Drew Gilbert. And that one, he had to make a quick jump as it was hit hard by Bannister, had some sing to it. Gilbert didn't have to go too far, though. Two gone, Maximo Acosta, the top of the Wood Ducks order, coming up for a fourth time. He steps into the right side. Oyola offers up the first pitch, and he swings, lines to center. Gilbert coming forward. That one will fall to the grass. It's a single. Gilbert staying plenty busy. Maximo Acosta, a three-hit night. Now 3-for-4. He adds a single to his pair of doubles, and he extends the eighth inning to bring up Daniel Mateo.
He's really been carrying the load offensively for this Wood Ducks offense. He's got now three of their five hits in this ball game. Love to see that at the top of the order.
Acosta breaking for second, and the pitch comes in. It's fouled off. Maximo has to go back to first base. He was caught stealing earlier this series. So far, down east is just 1-for-3 in stolen bases against Colin Price. Jose Rodriguez got one in the sixth. The NC Pena, though, thrown out in the seventh. Here's a pickoff throw over to first base. And Acosta back in there.
Pena's actually been thrown out twice by Colin Price.
Yeah. Pitch below the zone. And it's 1-1. That was the 51st pitch of the game for Miguel Oyola. He's now gone longer than his last outing, 2 2/3. He made it just through 2 1/3 his last time, thanks to those 7 walks. Runner not going, the pitch is high, and it's 2-1 on Daniel Mateo. He's 0-for-3 tonight, struck out against Oyola, swinging in the sixth. Also a strikeout in the first and a flyout in the fourth. Runner on the move, fastball is called to strike, the throw to second is high, and Acosta slides in. He gets one on Price, and down east now 2-for-4 in the stolen base department.
Yeah, it would have been a lot to ask for Colin Price to throw out three runners. Decent jump by Acosta. There was a window to get that throw on the money, but a little bit too high there from Price.
The 2-2 to Mateo, slapped foul, and it will stay even. In the bottom of the eighth, Jackson Lofton, Zach Cole, and Drew Gilbert, the 9-1-2. scheduled to bat. We'll see if it's against Alberto Mota or perhaps the right-hander that is thrown out there in the Down East pen. Acosta on the move to third. Oyola steps off, throws to DiCenzo, and the tag is placed on the hand to get him. Boy, these Down East Wood Ducks love to run, but sometimes it's a little over-aggressive. Acosta was so there, and he is nabbed, and the inning is over. Woodpeckers coming up. They trail 2-1 when we return for the bottom of the eighth.
Fans, be sure to come out to Segra Stadium for our third annual cornhole tournament presented by Haymont Truck Stop. The tournament will take place on Saturday, August 20th at 1 p.m. The winning team will take home a $500 grand prize and the runner-up wins $250. Registration is open and is $50 per team of two. Plus, all teams will receive two keepsake items per member. For more information, head to the fan information table or scan the QR code on the screen. Registration closes on August 14th, and signups are first come, first serve. So make sure to register your team now. This Wood Ducks pitching change is brought to you by the North Carolina Education Lottery. Entering the game for the Wood Ducks. Number 40, Anthony Hoepi Tuio Nitoa.
Welcome back to Segra Stadium for the bottom of the eighth inning. Jackson Lofton leads it off and takes a strike from new Down East right-hander. It is Anthony Hoepi Tuio Nitoa. And here's the pitch from him. And a fly ball, shallow, third base side foul territory, drifting over up against the fence is Acosta, and it pops out of the shortstop's glove. That ball stayed on the field of play, and sent Pena and Acosta scrambling up up against the fence. Popped right out of the mitt, and Lofton will stay alive.
That's a tough play. Ball just slicing towards that netting and kind of came back at the last second. Acosta got his glove on it, but just could not snag it.
Tuio Nitoa delivers outside, and it's 1-0 on Lofton. So Steve Mintz going with a plethora of arms now out of the bullpen after the starter Emiliano Tioto goes 4 2/3. Jackson Lofton takes a ball down and in. It was Dylan McLean for the final out of the fifth and the sixth. Alberto Mota pitched the seventh in his debut, and now Tuio Nitoa, the 0-1. Lofton swings, foul tips. One ball and two strikes. Zach Cole next, and then Drew Gilbert in the hole. With the Woodpeckers trailing 2-1, they have since the top of the sixth inning. Lofton breaks the bat, shallow fly out to center. Paniagua going out, and the second baseman with a lunge pulls it in. He's had to make a couple of plays like that today. He did on a DiCenzo shallow fly back in the sixth, and almost a similar play there, but I think Paniagua even had to go a little farther out that time. Both times he's made those over-the-shoulder leaping grabs.
impressive play there from Paniagua. Just a long way to run. Ended up having a layout. Like you said, he's had a really strong night defensively over at second base.
Another lefty in Zach Cole. And he swings through a fastball, 0-1. Cole is 0-3. He has struck out twice and also flied to center. Tui Onitoa comes home, and a fly ball out to left. Bannister drifting to his right. Now he's camped. Puts the squeeze on for out number two.
Got a final score to tell you about out west. Asheville Taurus wins 6-3. Big shout out to Justin Williams. Launched his first high A home run with the Taurus. Batted ninth today and ended up picking that up. That actually might have been his first hit as well.
Yeah, it comes the day after Joey Loperfido hit his first high A home run. Ninth inning yesterday for the Taurus. Gilbert stays off the first pitch. Fastball to the outside. 1-0. Drew with a multi-hit game. He's 2-3. Singles to center and to right. Represents the tying run with two away. The 1-0 pitch, and that was up and in on him. Two balls, no strikes on the Astros' first-round draft pick. He's put the ball in play all three times. Drew Gilbert ready for the pitch home, and he takes knee-high, called to strike. Still has not struck out in his Woodpeckers career, which is just as impressive, maybe even more impressive than his four hits over his last two games. The 2-1 coming in, and Gilbert takes a fastball strike. Thought it was a little low. Instead, it's 2-2. 98 miles an hour from Tui Onitoa, just another hard thrower. Tioto was high 90s early in the night, as is this right-hander. 2-2 pitch, and Gilbert hits a shot on one hop to Ortiz behind first. He gloves with a backhand, goes to first, and that ends the inning. Drew Gilbert's been hitting the ball hard all night, but he's now 2-4, and the Woodpeckers will have one more shot at it in the bottom of the ninth inning. We head that way. Top nine is next. 2-1, Down East leads.
6 years young, he served in the Marine Corps for 7 years, flying airplanes in Korea and helicopters in Vietnam. When the Korean War began, Colonel Kitchen transferred branches to the U.S. Army. He served for a total of 32 years. Fans, let's hear it for Colonel Sam Kitchen. Thank you for your service.
As the flag still stands for freedom, and they can't take that. From the lakes of Minnesota to the hills of Tennessee, across the plains of Texas, from sea to shining sea, from Detroit down to Houston and New York to LA, where there's pride in every American heart, and it's time we stand and say,
back on the mound for the Woodpeckers, Miguel Oyola.
Miguel Oyola working through a fourth inning now out of the bullpen. He's been going since the sixth, and he faces Daniel Mateo, who hops the first pitch deep out to third. DiZenzo Fields throws across the diamond in time. And with a stretch by McGow and Mateo out by a step. Nice play by Zach DiZenzo, not allowing that ball to eat him up. He sat back on it. Pulled the hop in right around the belt and muscled a strong throw across the diamond for out number one. It'll bring up Jose Rodriguez. 2-1 the score. Down East still up. after the two-run top of the sixth that welcomed Uyola into the game. First pitch slider up above the zone. No, called a strike. That looked high. And Jose Rodriguez didn't agree with it either.
Cool inside, too.
Uyola will take it. 0-1 pitch on a line the opposite way. It tucks inside of that left field line and disappears in the corner. Cole cuts it off. Comes up throwing to the cutoff man, but throw won't get to second. Rodriguez has a stand-up double. And down east gets what feels like maybe an all-important insurance run into scoring position, potential insurance run. They want to try and pad the lead as much as they can for Tui Onitoa or whoever they bring out of the bullpen next.
That's a great piece of hitting, by the way, by Rodriguez. Didn't like the strike call, but kept his head down and went the other way with the Uyola pitch on the outside corner, slicing it into the left field corner for two bases.
A swing by Yosi Gallon, and he fouls it into the net. Starts his bat 0-1. That double is the third of the game for the Wood Ducks. The half of their hits have gone for two bases. Two for Maximo Acosta. Now the double by Rodriguez. Yosi Gallon ready for the 0-1. A couple looks to second, and here it is. High and away. One ball and one strike. Tommy Sacco, second baseman, hovering behind the second base bag, trying to keep Rodriguez honest. And here's the pitch. It is a fastball, no changeup actually there by Uyola on the low inside corner. Called strike two to Gallon. Uyola now at 59 pitches. He's thrown into the 70s, but just in case it's needed, the Fayetteville bullpen starting to loosen. The 1-2 pitch. And Gallon takes low. That hits the face mask of Price. Ricochets out in front of the plate and gives Rodriguez enough time to head to third. A wild pitch.
And with that wild pitch, the importance of this at bat just intensified tenfold because now all of a sudden, ball to the backstop, and it's a multiple run lead for Down East, and they're feeling pretty good going into the bottom half of the ninth inning.
Fayetteville infield going to play in on the grass, everybody, with their cleats on the fringe. And here's the 2-2 to Gallon. Down he goes on a high fastball for out number two of the ninth. Big strikeout by Miguel Uyola, his sixth out of the bullpen, and the 13th tonight between he and Bayozo.
That's certainly a big one. All of a sudden, you bring the infield back and just try to get that final out. You get a couple of strikeouts to end this ninth inning, and you have all the momentum going into the bottom half.
Now it's Hicks, and he nearly stumbles over in that left side, swinging into first pitch, high fastball. It's 0-1. Velocity's been consistent throughout for Miguel Uyola. Trying to close his night with three scoreless innings of relief work after the two-run sixth. Pitch is high, 1-1. In the bottom of the ninth, 3, 4, and 5 are coming up. Some good batters, DiZenzo, Price, and McGowan. Big lead, walking down that third baseline. Rodriguez, the pitch in, and it's outside. Right now, Rodriguez, I don't think you would risk stealing home here, but never put it out of the question with this Down East group. Really just trying to get into the corner of the eye of Miguel Uyola more than anything. He gets a swing and a miss out of Hicks.
Was it Down East that attempted it on Uyola and forced a balk? Remember, it happened in a homestand
yeah.
A couple of weeks back, so certainly isn't impossible for it to take place.
I know it was with Uyola on the mound. Might have been Santos, actually, on the mound. 2-2 pitch, and there's a slider that just missed outside, and it'll fill it up on Liam Hicks.
You're right, it was Santos. But I think it might have been against Down East, though.
Yeah.
So they're known to try something like that for sure.
The payoff pitch is called strike three on the outside corner. A huge fastball by Miguel Uyola ends the inning and strands Rodriguez down at third. We go to the bottom of the ninth. The Woodpeckers with one more chance to try and pull out the comeback. DiCenzo, Price, and McGowan coming to the plate when we return.
Anthony Ho'opi'i, Tu'io Nitoa. Leading off the bottom of the ninth inning for the Woodpeckers, the third baseman, number 10, Zach DiCenzo.
It is the bottom of the ninth inning, and the Woodpeckers trail by a run. 2-1 the score in game four of this seven-game series. And Zach DiCenzo leads it off, taking a fastball strike from down east right-hander Anthony Ho'opi'i, Tu'io Nitoa. He pitched a scoreless eighth inning, retiring the side in order. Rocks and delivers the 0-1, and DiCenzo rips through a high one at 97. It's nothing and two. DiCenzo, Colin Price, and Garrett McGowan, the three to hit. Woodpeckers trying to take a 3-1 lead in the series. Down east trying to bring the series level. DiCenzo swings, hits a short hopping liner to Paniagua. He dives, can't get it out of the mitt. His throw to first, just in time.
What a play by Paniagua. I mean, talk about one of the better defensive games we've seen all season long at Segra Stadium. That ball was labeled for right center field. Knocked it down with the glove. A little bit of a bobble in the transfer, but able to recover in just enough time to get the throw to first base. Could be a game-winning play, depending on how the rest of this inning goes.
Yeah, you know, Maximo Acosta has been the MVP on the offensive end for Down East today with his three-hit game, but Junior Paniagua has shut down pretty much every Fayetteville chance to rally over the back half of this game with his defense at second. Colin Price breaks the bat and serves a soft liner up the right field line. Price getting the first is going to try for two, and he will get in there. He slides home with a double.
I don't even think Rivera in his prime could keep Colin Price off the bases in a single game this season. That's seven straight games that he's reached base to begin his Woodpeckers career, and probably none bigger than this one right now, representing the tying run. Got a little lucky, found that space down the right field line, but the Woodpeckers not going away in this ninth inning.
And now a stoppage. We have an injury in right field. Jose Rodriguez looks like he might have pulled something out there. He is struggling to walk. He has a right leg issue. And the Down East athletic trainer, Rachel Purcell, has made her way out there to right to try and help Rodriguez.
I think that might explain why he was a little bit slow getting to that ball. He was pretty far over, but you wonder if as he started to accelerate, might have pulled something. And looks like he's going to come out of this ball game, but really tough break for a guy who has had himself a strong game, had an RBI, a double last inning, and you hope that it's just a minor injury, but no choice for Steve Mintz to make a defensive substitution here.
Yeah, Colin Price was just kind of jogging up that first base line when he hit that ball. He was convinced it would be a single. But then when it took Rodriguez a minute to get there, Price picked up the pace and got into second. So Steve Mintz still communicating right now with Yildir Rodriguez, his development coach, on how they want to rearrange the outfield here. It looks like they've made a decision.
It was a heated discussion between the two, so I don't know if they were disagreeing with a decision being made, but I don't know.
It's Yosi Gallan grabbing a glove and heading out to right. Gallan, the designated hitter tonight. And so Abby Ortiz, he's going back out there to first base. No other changes on the infield or outfield. Gallan will take over. Gallan will still bat in the cleanup spot if Down East were to come up in extra innings. Only thing that would change is there would be a new DH in Jose Rodriguez's spot, which was third in the lineup. So Garrett McGowan is coming up. He represents the game-winning run with Colin Price at second on the double. Tui Onitoa sets at the belt, and he throws. McGowan swings through a 97-mile-per-hour fastball. It is 0-1. Tui Onitoa in his seventh save opportunity of the year. And he's converted five of the previous six. So he has kind of forged out a role as the Down East closer this season. The 0-1 is just off the plate to the outside. One ball and one strike. Last year he was closing ball games as well with the Rangers in the Arizona Complex League. Converted four of six opportunities. In his career, he's converted 9 of 12. Looking for his career 10th save tonight. In a 2-1 game, the 1-1 pitch, and McGowan pops it away foul. And it'll go to 1-2 on Garrett. He's 0-3 tonight. Pair of groundouts and a fly to left. But he's put the ball in play all three times, and he does have one big swing on the series, a two-run double on Tuesday. Powerful batter, lefty to the pull side. 18 home runs in his final season at Pittsburgh State, looking for his potential first as a pro, but spot like this, you just have to try and find a way to get on base and advance Colin Price, the game-tying run on second. He's ready. Here's the pitch, and it is high. 100 miles an hour flashing on that left center field video board.
They got some flamethrowers in that Down East bullpen.
Woodpeckers have had to deal with a lot of velocity tonight between four pitchers, Teodo, McLean, Mota, and now Tui Onitoa. The 2-2 pitch, and a swing and a miss on a breaking ball below the zone. Hicks picks it, applies the tag, and the Woodpeckers are down to their final out. And it comes down to the one guy in the lineup tonight that is not a 2022 draft pick. It's 20-year-old Tyler Whitaker.
Not a bad guy you want to have up in this situation. He's had a strong series, although tonight 0-3. What better way to turn things around at the plate than with the game on the line?
In a lineup full of 2022 draft picks, it's the elder statesman at the plate. And here's the first pitch to him. Ground ball, hit to short, squared up by Acosta. Picks with two hands. His throw to first ends the ball game. And Down East takes a 2-1 win to even up this series. Two runs in the top of the sixth with Stan the Fanville rallying the ninth. And Down East able to win another close one. The second 2-1 game of this series. We'll step aside. Post-game show coming up next. A well-pitched game, a close game throughout. We'll break it all down next before we send you on your way right here on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network. Stay tuned.
To close the night with the Woodpeckers postgame show. Here's Andrew Chapman and Colin Casey.
Hey, Woodpeckers fans, welcome back inside the broadcast booth tonight, and thanks so much for coming out to the ballpark and enjoying some Thursday night baseball out here at Segra Stadium. Much more in store throughout the weekend. We're here until Sunday afternoon. The completion of this seven-game series. The series is now even, Colin, at two games apiece. It's the second straight day we've seen a 2-1 game. That was the final score in game one of the doubleheader yesterday, and the Woodpeckers are on the wrong side again of a 2-1 final. But this game was well pitched. The Woodpeckers came up with some big at-bats to give themselves at least the chance to bring home the tying run in the final couple of innings. Junior Paniagua took away a couple of would-be base hits from the Woodpeckers, which proved to be real rally killers over the final few innings. And it was the sixth inning that got it done for Down East, but the Woodpeckers and the starter Valente Bayozo had a really solid start to the game. They were able to hold on to that 1-0 lead over five innings. And it seems like Down East, who has a great pitching staff, just like the Fayetteville Woodpeckers this year, used it as their strength tonight. And seems like we might have a lot more low-scoring ball games in store the rest of the weekend. The biggest win between either side was 5-0 yesterday's game two for Fayetteville, but every other game has been incredibly close.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised if we kept getting these pitchers duels so far throughout the week. It's just been a lot of great pitching, as you mentioned. Valente Bayozo, nice outing on the mound, five scoreless innings, struck out a season-high seven batters, which is always good to see. And even Miguel Uyola had a bit of a rough sixth inning. It was a strange inning where a pop-up fell on the infield, and with two outs, there was a slow chopper, couldn't quite get the ball to the plate in time. So it proved to be the difference, though. Those two runs, Maximo Acosta, three hits in the game, the big RBI double as well, proven to be a difference maker there. And as you mentioned, Paniagua in the field. But this pitching staff for Down East is they're league best for a reason. They're a big reason why they've been able to hang tight in that division race in both parts of the season so far for the Wood Ducks. So I got to tip your cap to the great pitching on their side. But Fayetteville also got some great pitching as well. Mm-hmm. Good game as well from Tommy Sacco, had the triple and came in to score the lone run of the ball game on the wild pitch. So all you can do is move on to tomorrow. It's now essentially a best-of-three series the rest of the way with the rare seven-game series that we have this week. But just like down east, Fayetteville's got some great arms on the mound coming up. So, like you mentioned, it should be a lot more great pitching on the mound, and we'll see if Fayetteville can find themselves on the right side of a one-run contest tomorrow.
Yeah, just a couple more housekeeping things on the game tonight. On the offensive end, Drew Gilbert has another multi-hit game, pair of singles. That's back-to-back multi-hit games for the Astros' first-round draft pick from 2022. And you mentioned the Tommy Sacco triple. He has a triple now. That was his first career triple with the Woodpeckers, a double yesterday, a part of the doubleheader. So a couple of extra base hits now for him. And Colin Price with that double in the ninth inning, able to extend his hitting streak. Seven straight games now, he's reached base via hit. All seven of his games he's played with Fayetteville, he has been on. So he just barely was able to extend that hitting streak tonight thanks to that ninth inning double. The loss puts the Woodpeckers overall in the year as well to 47-57, and they fall to 16-23 in the second half of play. Down east with a new record of 52-53, now 19-20 in the second half. As Colin mentioned, we have a good pitching matchup in store for you tomorrow. Game 5 of this 7-game series features right-hander Brian Salgado on the mound for your Fayetteville Woodpeckers. The former Oregon State ball player, 6-6 with a 4.56 ERA going into tomorrow night, and he'll be opposed by right-hander Gavin Collier. Good numbers for him as well, 4-3 with a 4.44 ERA. Should be a fun one out at the ballpark. Come on out. We'd love to have you. Expecting a big crowd at Segres Stadium. Been a pleasure bringing you tonight's action out of the ballpark. Hope you enjoyed, and we hope to see you back here tomorrow. Good night, Woodpeckers fans. Have a wonderful rest of your Thursday evening, and drive home safely.